Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. If you are on the podcast platforms, I would appreciate if you would subscribe. And if you are on YouTube, thank you so much for hitting that subscribe button as well as the like button while you're at it. It's like walking into the room and hitting that light switch. We just want to go ahead and brighten up the place and let's get into this podversation / reality chat. So, okay, for those of you who are watching The Real Housewives of Potomac and who are currently watching it now, but you've also watched the show from seasons past, I wanted to talk about some things that I've been seeing. And listen, I'm just here to be beautifully honest about my opinions about things as I see them. And it's my opinion. If you don't agree, you can disagree respectfully and let me know your thoughts and views in the comment section. I am not here to say that what I am saying is Bible, gospel truth. But I'm just here to share my honest opinion about things, and I'm not here to be ugly. I'm not here to disparage anyone's character or defame anyone or anything like that. So the thoughts, views, and opinions that I share are strictly my own thoughts, views, and opinions about things that I have seen. So that's my little disclaimer. Okay, now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's get into it. If you watched The Real Housewives of Potomac from the very beginning, and if you remember Karen Huger, she was supposedly this poised, elegant person. She called herself the grand dame, not grand dame, the grand dame. She portrayed herself to be someone who is so wealthy and so poised, so proper, very on par with etiquette, and wanting people to behave a certain type of way and speak a certain type of way and you know, different things like that. She honestly didn't look her best. I'm not saying she was an unattractive woman, but let's be clear. If you looked at The Real Housewives of Potomac in seasons 1 and 2, like, she definitely did not look the best. And a lot of people made a lot of comments about it. A lot of people thought that she looked more like a witch. Her wigs were not the best. She really was looking a bit messy, to be honest with you. But she, you know, claimed to be married to the Black Bill Gates and just, you know, trying to portray herself to be very poised and proper, okay? And that's just a little bit. I'm not going down the history line of everything that she said and done in the past up until where we stand with her today. But if you look at her, and there's nothing wrong with change, guys. There's nothing wrong with evolving. I am all for that. But I'm also for authentic change and authentic evolving. And what I see, even though I believe that Karen is a quote-unquote fan favorite, she also is supposedly Rihanna's favorite Real Housewife of Potomac. And that's fine. That's Rihanna's opinion. Rihanna is not Jesus Christ. Just because she is Rihanna's favorite doesn't mean that Karen is the best thing since sliced bread. And I'm just being real about that. I'm not here to knock Rihanna's choice and who she prefers on the show. It's her opinion, just like I'm sharing my opinions, okay? But I'm saying all of these things to say, I don't dislike Karen. I really don't. She actually has said and done some things that I agree with. But I do believe that some of the things that she has said and done over the past several seasons, up until recently, has just made me look at her differently. Because I was all for her proclaiming to be the grand dame, if that's what she wanted to be, and being married to the Black Bill Gates that she called him, her husband, Ray. But she clearly is just really soaking up the fame that she has received over the years. And in my opinion, getting a really big head about it. And fame is a drug. Fame really is a drug. Some people cannot handle it. And I'm happy for her success. I'm happy for her La Dame perfume line and other products that she has created that she has in, I believe, Bloomingdale's and maybe some other outlets. Good for her. Kudos, applause. Happy for your success. But I do believe that she's gotten a big head about herself and she doesn't really know how to handle the fame in a way where it just makes her look really authentic. But I also believe that because I see in view that a number of things that she has done has been problematic, I do believe that colorism, even though I don't talk about it very often, but I do believe it is a real thing. It does exist. I believe that colorism allows her to get a pass where others may not. Just like we see Robin and Giselle on the show, they get a pass, even though a lot of people don't like them and a lot of people say a lot of negative things about them. And they have done a lot of problematic things and said a lot of problematic things as well. They get a pass on the show and continue to be able to come back and do the things that they're doing because they get a pass due to that happening. Because with Karen, I believe she's a copycat. I do. And I don't really have a lot of tolerance for people that copy. Myself being someone who is in business and has been in business for many years, I have experienced it. And I know that there's really nothing new or original, so to speak, under the sun. But there also is a such thing as blatant copying. And I've had it happen to me and I don't like it. I'm not going to act like it's okay. Oh, well, you know, that old saying where some people say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. No, I don't agree with that. I don't believe that someone copying you or imitating you or doing what you are doing is flattery. It's theft. It's copying. And I don't like it. And so Karen, she's exhibited that. A lot of people don't really talk about this. Some people may have, and I just haven't heard them. But if you remember when Candace first came on the show, she had a hairline, she and her sister. Yeah, Candace may not be doing that anymore. I don't know if she is just done with it and she said, this isn't what I want to do anymore. But when she first came on the show, she had a wig line and hair extensions line. She had a hair product line. She and her sister did. Karen wore these horrible wigs. And we know that Karen isn't doing the hair herself. We know, honestly, none of these women are. They just get the products and they get sponsored or they have the name or the face or the money, and then they can have the products. All well and good. I get that. But Karen didn't do that before Candace did. She did that after she had the hair line. And all of the women supported her in it. And she honestly needed that because she needed to have some better wigs. So I believe that she linked up with someone who already had their own products, but they didn't have the name. And so, okay, the business deal works out fine. Good for her. But I do believe that that was some sense of copying in a way because Candace did that first. Okay, the perfume, great. I'm not saying she copied anyone with that, but she got a big head about it because now if you see in this most recent season, her product, the perfume is called La Dame. She calls her fans La Dames. So she's saying, well, I've got my La Dames and my La Dames and my La Dames. And it honestly is a bit annoying, but whatever. She calls her fans La Dames. That type of stuff to me is ridiculous. But if people want to be called that because they love her that much, then more power to you. But I'm just saying. All right. She had a live event. After Giselle and Robin had a live event, she spoke so many negative things about Giselle and Robin's live event. And whether you agree with what she said or not, she didn't have to go there. And I get it. It's a reality show and they have to have some drama or things like that. But the competing and the competition and acting like, well, mine is going to be so much better than theirs sort of thing. You don't have to do that. You don't have to tear somebody else down to build yourself up. And yeah, Robin and Giselle, they may be shiesty and dirty and whatever. Let them do that. You don't have to stoop down to the gutter with them. Because, again, in the first season, she was all about poise and etiquette and being elegant and being proper. And it's like, okay, so was that fake or is who you are now fake? Because it can't be both. I'm sorry, you just can't be. I'm not saying that you can't be proper and then have some ratchetness in the private and you cold switch and different types of things like that. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm saying she is a completely different person than what she was in the first season. Now, listen, I did not agree with Giselle making fun of she and Ray's financial situations, because if you are in business, true legitimate business, you go through things. You have your ups, you have your downs. The economy, you can't control it. You cannot control those things. All you can do is flow with it and try your best to make it through. And so making fun of them having tax debt and the different things like that, I didn't agree with that. And I didn't think that that was cool. I really didn't. But now when it comes to Karen and some of the problematic things that she has said and done, it's either beneath her or it's who she really is. Because if you can recall, when the first season, because I believe this is Mia's second season, so last season, when Giselle and Karen got into it, they had a little shouting match at, I believe it was at either Wendy's home or somebody's home. And it was Mia's first introduction to the group. They were having a dinner around the table when Wendy was talking about her plastic surgery reconstruction and things like that, right? And Giselle and Karen got into it. Karen says some things, and I don't think a lot of people care because they just didn't really like Giselle, so it was okay. But when she called Giselle a broke down whore from Hampton, was that true? I believe that that was something problematic that Karen said, and it was an overreaching, over exaggeration, and just not true. Yeah, we know that Giselle was in a terrible marriage with Jamal Bryant. We've seen her on the show where she was dating a guy and that didn't work out, the guy named Sherman. And for whatever reason, he didn't want to be around her anymore. We've seen that. But to call this woman a broke down whore from Hampton, I just felt like it was beneath Karen. But again, maybe it wasn't beneath Karen, because maybe who she portrayed herself to be in the beginning was fake, and who she really is coming out to showcase herself to be now is the real. I don't know, but you let me know your thoughts in the comment section. So with Karen saying that, and then when Candace and Wendy had a fight. I'm sorry, not Candace and Wendy. Candace and former Real Housewife of Potomac, Monique, had a physical fight, which I totally was not okay with, but it happened. Candace thought that Karen was her friend. And Karen, in a way, I got it, where she felt like, I didn't get in this fight. It's not fair to me because I see Candace as a friend and almost like a daughter. And I also see Monique as a friend. I don't want to be involved and put in the middle. But I feel like Karen should have just been honest and put it blatantly like that. And I think that Candace would have been more understanding versus Karen saying that you both had roles in that contributed to it. Because I'm not saying that I agreed with Candace saying words that were provoking, but no one is ever going to convince me that it is okay for someone to put hands, another adult at least, putting hands on another adult because they don't like the things that are being said. And also for Monique to flip things around to make it seem like Candace hit her in the face with a glass or threw a drink in her face. When if you see the video, and Bravo on purpose continued to show that video over and over again, because they were showing proof that what Monique was saying was not the truth. And when you are overheated and you're not seeing things as they happen because you are in your feelings and you are angry, you're not going to see the things as they happen. She's just seeing that I got hit with a glass and with a drink, so I just started beating her down. And it didn't happen that way. So when the truth was revealed, she should have just apologized and left it at that. But she continued to try to spin the narrative that Candace was the one who was at fault. I'm saying all of that to say, Karen kind of got in the middle with that. And when she said that, it offended Candace because Candace was like, I didn't do anything to cause this. And Candace got pissed off with Karen and she sent Karen a text message and she told Karen to go to hell. Now, we know people have told people to go to hell a lot. Does that automatically like open the ground and people drop down into the burning flames? It hasn't happened yet. I know some people would wish that it did because there are a lot of people that a lot of people would really love to see burning in those flames, but it's never happened that way, okay? So Candace saying to Karen, go to hell is not a threat. But on the reunion...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Candace revealed that Karen tried to get her fired and saying that she felt threatened by Candace. And when she brought that up, Karen got over-exaggerated in the situation. And she was like, you told me to go to eternal damnation. You told me to burn in eternal hell. And I saw that as a threat. Girl, that was BS and you know it. Again, over-exaggerating the situation. It never should have happened. Karen didn't like that Candace was bold enough to let her know how she felt about her and told her to go to hell. So Karen tried to get Candace fired for that, telling the producers that she felt threatened by somebody telling you to go to hell. That to me was very problematic. And the fact that she wasn't ever checked on that, I don't believe that Karen was checked in the way that she should have been checked on that, except by Candace. But because a lot of people don't like Candace and they don't like her ways, they didn't think that was a problem. So they didn't check Karen on it. And I feel that colorism also contributed in that situation. Again, just my thoughts and my views and my opinion on that situation. You can let me know how you feel about that in the comment section respectfully. Okay. All right. So now we come up to this most recent episode where Karen and Charisse got into it. Again, a lot of people do not like Charisse. A lot of people feel that she's boring. I've heard a lot of people even call Charisse ugly. I don't think that's fair, but you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, to each their own, okay? But I do believe that Charisse went through a lot in her marriage and it was a hard thing for her. But she didn't showcase a lot of it on the show. And I think there also were some NDA reasons as to why she wasn't even really able to discuss those things, which wasn't fair either. Because I feel like her ex-husband retaliated against her by bringing her life to television. Because I believe that he was the type, because she was living a very well-kept life, okay? I believe that he was probably one of those people that wanted to be able to cheat in peace. As long as I'm taking care of you and I'm taking care of the kids and you're living a lifestyle that I'm affording you, then you should just sit down and shut up and not want to have anything for yourself. That's my opinion again, okay? You can let me know yours in the comment section. But Robin and Giselle had discussed how Charisse really was the one that brought a lot of the women together. We also saw that when Monique was on the show, because when Monique was having a charity drive, I believe it was for victims who were impacted by the hurricane in Houston, Texas that year, Charisse was the one that had a lot of the contacts that Monique reached out to, and Charisse was offended by it. Some people may say, oh, she was jealous. But I believe she was offended because she was like, well, these are people that I know. And I was the one that introduced you to these people. And so, like, why are you reaching out to these people? And I don't really know anything about it, or I'm not involved. I don't know all the nitty gritty details about it. But I do believe that Charisse, if you want to call someone the grand dame of Potomac, honestly, it may not even have been any of these people that are on the show, because let's be real, most uber wealthy people that are really living an amazing life, most of them don't want to be on reality TV. Let's just be clear about that. But out of all of those that have been on the show, I would say that Charisse would probably have been more considered to be the grand dame if that was a real thing. But again, I don't even believe that's a real thing. I just believe that's some BS line that Karen came up with, and she wanted to live with it and run with it, and people let her, and fine, whatever. But in terms of the connections, the people that she knew, the wealth that she did have, I mean, I know she's not married to her husband anymore, but apparently she got a really, really great divorce settlement, unlike Sheree from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. But I'm just saying, I believe that Charisse would be considered more of the grand dame, but because, like some people have said, she's not the most attractive. And let's just be real, her skin tone is a lot darker than Karen's. I do believe that colorism contributes with that, and I do believe that there should be a place on The Real Housewives of Potomac for Charisse. Now, whether Charisse's reaching out to Karen was authentic or not, I do believe that Charisse knows some things about Karen that Karen doesn't want out there. So that argument that started, that's supposed to be continued on the next episode when it comes out next Sunday, I believe that a lot of the heat that Karen was spraying towards Charisse's direction had a lot to do with the fact that Charisse knows some things. If you remember on the reunion when Charisse was on the show, she brought up Blue Eyes, the person that Karen is supposedly dating or in a relationship with besides her husband. Listen, a lot of people feel that Karen is not faithful to Ray, and I know that's not everybody's issue, but I wouldn't be surprised by it because, again, Karen has said and done some problematic things, and it's just weird when she and Ray went to get their nails done on this season. I think it was the first episode. She says something to Ray, which I still don't get, but I am assuming. She says to Ray, well, you said that I could have eye candy, right? And then she gives him this look. Most people see eye candy as something that you just view as beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, you know, visually appealing, whatever, but it's not something that you touch. It's just eye candy. It's something that is visually delightful, not something that you can taste, touch, feel, have sex with. And so to me, I felt like Karen had some underlying things that she meant with that versus it just being, because why would she have to ask him that? So to me, it sounds like they have some sort of agreement or arrangement, right? Because Ray is a man of a certain age. He sometimes looks like he's not even really wanting to be awake and in the scene. He'd rather just be home taking a nap. I'm just being honest. So I question that. I do. So with that being said, when she and Charisse were having this blow up argument at the dinner table when they were in Mexico, Karen said something about, don't you dare use my mother's death. And Charisse was like, what are you talking about? I never even said anything about your mother. Again, Karen puts these things out there that really don't make a whole lot of sense, that I feel are extremely problematic, that most people would question and wonder, why is she saying that? Why is she doing that? But I do believe that she blows up in a way like she did with Candace on the reunion about, I felt threatened and you told me to burn in eternal hell. And that was a threat. Not. Okay. She called Giselle a broke down whore from Hampton. where did you get that from? And she even admitted after the fact, one of the reasons why I even bring that up is she brought up later that that was not true. That was actually just something that she just said in the heat of the moment. Problematic. And then with her blowing up on Charisse about her using her mother's death, that just really didn't make any sense. And then when Charisse brought up the fact that, well, you know, I was going through a divorce. I lost my father. Did you reach out to me? Karen says, well, I sent you a text message and that's all that I owed you. I just feel that one, get it. I get it. You don't have to be friends with who you do not want to be friends with. We can choose to like, dislike, befriend, disown. All of those are choices that we have in life. We don't have to be forced to be around people if we don't want to. And I get that. But when it comes to Karen and the way that she handles a lot of these outbursts and a lot of the problematic things that she has said and done, and even with the event that she had, which, again, it showed to be successful, but her big head about her when she came out and she was just like, the way she was bopping, you know, over the, you know, down the floor, and the when the camera panned to people's faces as she was doing that, it really was like, some people were just like, okay. I feel that people were more there to see the other people that she had on as guests versus it just being her. Because let's be clear, you may not like Giselle and Robin, but with their live event, it was just them. I mean, they didn't have any famous or pseudo famous special guests. It was them. Karen had people who a lot of people know about as what she called her friends. In my opinion, I feel that she is a user. It was something, and it's something that she does. I feel that she had her pocket. Well, sometimes people call it her pocket gay bystanders to be there because it's popular. It's the popular thing to do, especially when it comes to making money. So you have a drag queen here, a gay person there. You talk about pride and all of that different type of stuff. When that's not even the life that you, to be honest, that's not even the life that you're living. It's weird to me. I see it as problematic because you're using that community for the sake of you making money. And some people may be okay with that, but I see it as problematic. But again, I do believe that colorism contributes to it, because if it were someone that didn't look like her, people would be calling her out on it more. But because it's Karen, and she ain't Karen, what anybody says or thinks, and even the things that she's saying in the confessionals now, some of it is funny. Do I believe it's authentically her saying the things? I don't. I believe she's got her pocket gay friends who are writing things for her to help her become more amusing and more comical, because she's never been that before. I don't believe even that is who she really is, because if you see her in the heat of the moment, she says these things that really don't make any sense. Like, I felt threatened by you because you told me to burn in eternal hell, so I tried to get you fired. Like, girl, no. When Candace confronted her about her playing, she and Monique playing the fence and playing both sides, that's the reason why she tried to get Candace fired. It's because Candace checked her on something that was really real. You know, Wendy was quiet about it, but Karen now saying she was doing home essentials and adding a candle line in Wendy's face when Wendy came to her to ask her her advice and opinions because she wanted to start a home essentials line and do a candle. Did Karen not get that idea from Wendy? I'm sorry. I think she did. Again, nothing new under the sun. Not saying that she couldn't have her own line. But if that was something that she was working on, why couldn't she have mentioned it then? Well, you know, girl, I appreciate you coming to me for some advice and tips. And I just want to let you know, so when you see it come out later, you don't think that I'm taking anything from you or I'm copying you, but I'm coming out with a home essentials line as well to add to my La Dom fragrance, and candles is actually one of the things that's going to be in the line. So, but I'm not taking anything away from you. There's lots of space in the industry. There's a market for everyone. You know, she could have said that. And I know that they don't put everything on TV. Some things are edited out, but some things are recorded. I don't think she ever said it or did it. And you know, because if she did, she would have said that, like, well, you know, that didn't air, but I did talk to Wendy about that. But they just didn't air it on the show. Okay. But yeah, that didn't happen. So in my opinion, I just believe that Karen has said and done some problematic things, but because of the colorism feature that definitely tends to showcase itself strong and mighty on The Real Housewives of Potomac, it contributes to her allowing her to be able to get away with things that some people just don't. And I'm not saying she's a bad person. I'm not saying she's wicked or evil, but I'm just saying that she's not this grand dame that people try to portray her to be, or that she's this perfect Patty, or she's the mother hen of the group or whatever. No, she's just the oldest one in the group. That's it. Because the way, especially the way she's been speaking this past season on those confessionals, telling Mia to shut the F up and do whatever you're going to do with your P word. Like that, can you imagine Karen saying something like that in the first and second season of Real Housewives of Potomac versus her saying that now? It's like she's a different person. So anyway, guys, I just wanted to talk about that. Let me know your thoughts about this in the comment section. Thank you so much for liking and subscribing. Until the next time, this is Beth, and I'm just being beautifully honest.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.